Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Now, some people, listen, this is a little much. I keep my house at 66. Anything higher than that, especially during sleep, is unbearable.
That's what I set it to go to sleep.
66?
66 that's degrees.
Low. That's a little strong,
I'm a 69er, man, until my wife
was... Oh, me too, brother.
I'm talking about my AC, Tyler. Oh. My wife, she's one of them turn it up and during the day and turn it down at night.
It's really about the 69.
And we started freezing the babies out, man.
Well, I don't got them. I got three hot-ass dogs.
We get down to 70, man, and I got one of my little girl's room gets, I mean, ice cold.
Yeah. No, Nick's does, too. Front room. The front room by the big windows.
Yep.
It gets cold, too, but.
I think my bitches have a big thing to do with, rolling with 66 to go to sleep each night.
I did.
Well, I bet they love you.
I
now
did.
Now we're getting really down to why they don't like the heat outside.
Is Megan good with it, or she just rolls with it?
Oh, yeah. No, she's on board. She can't sleep if it's... She usually likes it closer to 67, 68.
I mean, you got some big comforter? You get your comforter? You get your big goose down comforter in the bed or what?
Oh, yeah.
To the point, as you're talking about, I would rather be at a baseball game when it's 40 than at a baseball game when it's 98.
Oh, no.
10 out of 10.
Every time. Oh, God. There is nothing. Oh, yep.
Oh, yeah.
Much rather.
Man, get you a little shade, man. You'll be all right.
There ain't no shade, man. Not for no 90.
Hey, go ease on down to Academy. Yeah, you got all the canopies, the umbrellas, the tents, everything you need. I think this guy's nice drinkware. Keep your drinks cool.
I think this is just all of a sudden come from your time at Wichita Falls that got you there, that has you in the heat. Now, after you spent that time there, none of this feels anything to you. Give me an F-40 degrees. I'll go out there with, like, Tyler. Go give me some whiskey or something. Let that go on down.
Living.
I'm telling you, I'll go out there. Boy, give me a cold 40? Beer.
Hey, you ate degrees from freezing.
Yeah, give me a cold beer. No, that still don't work. At 98, that still don't work.
Shoot, you can drink them real fast in 98.
Yeah, I know you can drink them fast. I'm still struggling. That right there, boy. Yeah, I mean, now, listen, I ain't going to lie to you. I don't like... You know, 7, but I mean, you know, I'd much rather be, I'd take it in under 40. I'd rather be 35 than 98.
Oh, no.
So what y'all's home AC on, like, during a normal-ass summer day in Houston, like, middle of the afternoon, like, in your living space?
71. Wifey turns it up to 73.
Maybe. 71, 72, yep.
About where we are. Yeah. We just turn that thing down and that.
Just keep it on there. Keep it on there. Yeah, I can't mess with that. All right. Astros. Astros fans. Our guy Tyler Milner threw this out as a poll. You can still answer in this poll. I just retweeted it. You can go to T-Mill Real Deal and find it. He said Astros fans approaching 1/4 of the way through the season. Whose strong start to the season have you enjoyed the most? Hunter Brown, Josh Hader, the closer, Jake Myers, not him, or Jeremy Pena, who has gone off. Right now, Hunter Brown is running away with it, 64%. Mm. And then Jeremy Pena at 17%, followed by Jake, and then Jake Hader at 6.5%. Answering that question, you can jump in on this 713-572-4610 YouTube and Twitch. Of those four, Hunter Brown, Josh Hader, Jake Myers, Jeremy Pena, whose strong start to this season have you enjoyed the most? Tyler, hell, you put the poll. You can't answer your own poll, but who are you most excited about?
The way I phrased it that you just laid out there so beautifully, man, I think for me it's Jake Myers. I really think it's Jake Myers.
You do have a little gleam in your eyes when you think about about Jake.
Yeah, I mean, just whether it's the, you know, the fact that it's a big time turnaround for this dude as far as what he does with a bat in his hand. I don't know. I think it's Jake Myers for me. It's been a lovely sight.
Yeah, man. For me, it's Jeremy Pena. It's Jeremy Pena for me. Jake is the most surprising.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm not even like Josh Hader. Hell, you better be doing that. Like, I'm not even looking at Josh on this. You know, that Josh is in the move of, hey, man, hey, congratulations for doing your job. And then Hunter Brown, I'm not shocked by Hunter Brown. Hell, his second half, not even second half, from like June of last year, Hunter Brown was pitching like a front of the rotation guy. Now, obviously, he has taken this up to like maybe best pitcher in baseball levels of how he's pitched now. But for me, I didn't know that Jeremy Pena could do, like, could be this and be this. I would have never at any point guessed that we would be at May 20th and that Jeremy Pena would be this team's best offensive player and most important offensive player. And damn it, it ain't even close. That was never anything that I could. Huge. Now, I didn't think Jake would hit 300 by May 20th, but I would have never thought, like, this dude has. Like, they would be 10 games under 500, I feel like, if Jeremy Pena wasn't there. He is. So, for me, it's Jeremy Pena.
I've got to go with Jeremy Pena as well. I want to go Jake Myers because it is, I said from jump, and I did not believe it would happen, that if Jake Myers made some kind of leap that was substantial, it would change this lineup in a major way, and I think it does. But right now, for me, it doesn't. She hadn't done enough to trump Jeremy Pena. Jeremy Pena doing enough to where Jose Altuve goes in and says, hey, I'll give up my leadoff spot. And then he goes up there and he absolutely rakes in the leadoff spot. Now we get to take into consideration the speed on the base pass. And step or leap in a positive direction, in a sense of you know, where he was last year, particularly in the regular season, where he was the year before in the regular season, chasing the low and outside pitch, just being so damn like just predictable of what you were going to get from him, man. It just seems like a totally different dude. Like we could be looking at the Astros leadoff hitter for the post Altuve years.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like for a long, long time. And so I've got to go with Pena, given the fact that he's jumped all the way up into the leadoff spot. Listen, but Jake's impressive, y'all.
I think Bobby Witt Jr. is the best shortstop in baseball. And Jeremy Pena is right there with him across the board. Jeremy's got a better average right now, right there in the same ballpark with on base percentage. A little bit behind slug. He's got more home runs. Bobby's just crazy. He's got 18 doubles already, but in three triples. But besides stolen bases, he is in the range of playing in the same vein as the best shortstop in the game. And he's as important right now to this team as Bobby Witt, with Yordan on the shelf and Jose Altuve struggling with an extended period, not to mention Christian Walker as well struggling. This is a guy that started off, what, sixth or seventh in the lineup, you would have thought? Remember, we were talking maybe he should be behind Cam Smith with Cam Smith's, you know, spring training. And now he is the most important hitter you have in the lineup. Jeremy Pena has been nuts. And by the way, with this, Clinton, as I look at this question that he put out, some people rolling in, Pena and Myers seem to be the popular choices here on the text line. It does feel like right now, and we'll see what happens with Yordan and Arrigetti get back and they get more healthy.
Yordan.
But it does feel like, Clint, that they need all four of these guys to stay in the range of the level they're playing right now. Like, it feels like, boy, if Jeremy Pena slowed up, that'd be a problem. If Jake slowed up, that'd be a problem.
I screwed up.
If Hunter went through it feels like they need all four of these guys to play at that level.
Well, that's another reason why I went with Pena in the context of Tyler's poll on Twitter. To me, like I said to start the season, like there's two guys that have to swing the bat out of their mind for the Kyle Tucker, Bregman departures to not feel as heavy as they actually are, and that is Jeremy Pena and Yainer Diaz. One of them is damn sure doing it, and Yainer's flirting with coming out of it. So, this is really good to see. And on the Jake Myers front, man, I mean, it changes the lineup if this dude can continue to do this.
It changes the lineup if he goes back to being the Jake that we see.
Right.
You know, I mean,
I screwed it up.
Like, yeah, they can't have a 212 Jake.
Agreed.
Right, like right now with this group. So shout out to all of them, but they probably need all of them guys to jump in.
Appreciate you bringing up my poll, man. That was a good discussion.
Are we talking about penis, or are we talking about the real poll?
Oh, like, pervert. The poll about the Astros players,
I think it's very fair for me to wonder.
Let's play some more real or fake.
Text line coming in, lose 260 and the show will be better. I think it just got worse since you started listening. Text, I'm sorry. That is,
it's your fault.
That was on me. Text, that's on me, man.
260. Lose 260.
Yeah.
Hold on, Joe.
That's on me. I did not mean that. I did not mean
Bistros ain't loyal.
Clint, what you got coming up in the
Well, the owners' meetings spring meetings have taken place, and one big time rule change has been voted on, folks.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.